A new COVID testing model is looking to minimize time missed from school due to quarantine. The resource-intensive approach is sometimes called test-to-stay, and some Georgia school districts are opting for it. News Nation's Janelle Fort live from Atlanta tonight. Janelle, what is the test-and-stay method?
Well, Aaron, it's essentially a modified quarantine. It allows kids to stay in school as long as they're tested regularly and adhere to precautions like wearing masks and social distancing. And with this latest surge in COVID-19, we've seen how just one COVID-19 positive case in a classroom can cause dozens of students to be out of school. So what Test and Save is kind of aiming to do, their attempt is to safely keep kids in class without adding on to the learning loss that this pandemic has caused.
I took it to my contacts in the CDC. I took it to the Georgia Department of Public Health, and I even took it to Cobb and Douglas Public Health. And I said, listen, we've always followed the recommended protocols. I don't want to be reckless. I'm a former special education teacher, high school principal turned superintendent. Like, I don't want to make up protocols. And I said, is this scientifically sound? And they said, yes. And although our state and across the country, they have not yet adapted to a modified quarantine protocol, every scientist and researcher that I talked to said, yes, this is, if the viral load is so low that it won't trigger a rapid antigen test, they're good to come to school that day.
Yeah, and you just heard from the superintendent at Marietta School District here in Georgia. The students identified as being in close contact with someone who's tested positive for COVID-19 at schools there. They have to come to school early every day for 7 days, and they're tested with a rapid test. And as long as those tests come back negative, they're allowed to go to class. If it comes back positive, then of course they have to quarantine. The tests are free to the district thanks to a partnership between Georgia State Health Department and Marietta School District. And it's considered resource heavy because school administrators and staff are the ones that are having to go and administer these tests. Now, right now, the CDC is not endorsing this approach. The agency says it needs more data before it makes any sort of recommendation, but it also says that it's working with the districts and jurisdictions like the one here in Marietta that are using this right now to try and gather more information so they can see if this actually works or not, Aaron.